to understand what happens today, you gotta know how things got that way. So let's look back from the present date and examine the history of a state. As with the rest of the stolen land, mass murder is how it began from the first days of the territory. Only white men could own property, and to them the land was given for free from Waloa to the Pacific Sea, taken by force and then handed out, leaving no room for the slightest doubt that a white homeland was the intent. And to make it certain what was meant, signs were posted that clearly read, "Leave by dusk or end up dead. Best get out of town before the sun goes down, 'cause if you're not white, that's probable cause here in the land of the sunset laws." The Oregon Territory's constitution explained the methods of exclusion. It wasn't subtle, it was all too clear. Non-white people not welcome here. And when Oregon joined the USA, it entered the Union with laws this way: Salem could fine and lash and kill to enforce the white land's will. Best get out of town before the sun goes down, 'cause if you're not white, that's probable cause here in the land of the sunset laws. After the War of Gray and Blue, exclusion laws were passed anew. They weren't repealed for 60 more years after the Klansman rule of Walter Pierce. It feels a lot like nothing's changed. Looks a lot like a firing range. Who owns the land? Who keeps the order from Portland to the California border? Best get out of town before the sun goes down, 'cause if you're not white, that's probable cause here in the land of the sunset laws.